I believe that fungus infections are at the core of all chronic conditions, including cancer. And I also believe that doing cleanses of fungus can contribute greatly to a relief of the symptoms of any chronic disease. Do you have an overgrowth of fungus in your body? If you like to eat sugar, the chances are that the answer to that question is unequivocally, of course. If you like to eat carbs, then the answer also to that question is unequivocally yes. How might you know whether or not you have a fungus infection or not? The infection spreads throughout the body, from the tippy top of the brain to the top of the brain, all the way down to the toes. The candida, the fungus, is actually spread throughout all of the tissues, and I can assure you that that infection mucks up the neural networks so that the communication system is nowhere near as efficient as it needs to be. I suggest the following. Find a picture of yourself taken 10, 15 years ago. A close-up would be great. A close-up of your face, or better yet, a close-up of your hand or your arms. Get out a magnifying glass and begin to inspect that picture as you look at yourself very closely in a mirror. My question for you is, when you compare the difference between the picture from a decade or two ago to now, do you see any spots or blotches that are there which were not present a decade or two ago? Might they be black or brown or red or whatever color? Have you wondered when those splotches might have appeared? Could this be cancer? What is this mark on my body? Well, who knows what the true answer to that question is, of course, if this has happened to you. But if you do notice in this comparison assignment a difference of blotches, spots, marks that are on your body today that were not present a decade or two ago, consider the possibility that those marks on your body are evidence of a fungus infection that has gone wild.